Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Islamic State claim responsibility for three explosions that rocked Brussels Tuesday morning. Two were at the airport and one at a metro station in the heart of the Belgian capital. At least 30 people were killed and 130 others were injured. U.S. President Barack Obama reacted to the blast during a speech in Havana, saying, "We will do whatever is necessary for our friend Belgium to bring those who are responsible to justice." The president's remarks echoed those of French President François Hollande, who has expressed solidarity with the people of Belgium, saying they suffered the attack, but the target was all of Europe.
Nous sommes devant une menace globale.
He said, "We're facing a global threat which demands a global response. France and Belgium are linked by the horror which we have just shared once more. I have assured the Belgian government they have our full support so that we can help in every way necessary." Footage showed people fleeing the Zaventem airport in Brussels as a double explosion at about 8 a.m. local time shattered the massive windows, leaving glass and tiles scattered on the airport floor and smoke curling into the chilly morning air. Various news reports that say at least 11 people were killed in the airport blast. A Belgian prosecutor said at least one blast at the airport was probably caused by a suicide bomber. Local media also reported shouts in Arabic at the airport before the explosions. Remember to look at our website at www.voanews.com. This reminder that this is VOA News.